Voters in Manchester head to the polls Tuesday to cast ballots in the mayoral primary. While there are four candidates in the race, the two heavyweights are the same ones who faced off in the last campaign for mayor, incumbent Mayor Ted Gatsis and former Alderman Joyce Craig. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has more.
It's been 2 years since the last mayoral race in Manchester, but for many voters in the Queen City, the candidates and the issues have remained the same. The opioid crisis, crime, education, and property taxes continue to be residents' main concerns. And the candidates have stuck to the same scripts, though their perspectives, of course, differ.
It's time for a change, and we can be doing things better in the city and certainly moving us forward.
That's Democrat Joyce Craig, who spent 6 years on the city's board of aldermen and two on the school board. Mayor Ted Gatsis, a Republican, frames things this way.
There's no question that the city is moving in the right direction. There's a lot of great things that are happening.
The candidates do share a basic biography. Both were born and raised in Manchester, graduated from public schools in the city, and went to UNH. When they faced off in 2015, Craig lost by just 64 votes. That narrow margin led many to believe she'd jump into this year's race. Since she formally announced her candidacy in March, she's hired more staff and has raised a third more in campaign contributions than 2 years ago. She's also been doing plenty of door-to-door campaigning.
My name's Joyce Craig, and I'm running for mayor.
I know you were here last time.
Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. So we're just doing a second pass in the neighborhood, saying hello to folks.
And she's had some national Democratic politicians campaigning for her, too, such as L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti last month and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley in a few weeks. While Craig says her campaign is getting momentum, with Gatsis, she's facing a bit of an institution in Queen City politics. He's served nearly two decades in various elected positions, the last eight as mayor. So he seems to have little trouble finding friendly faces around town, including a recent stop at a local McDonald's.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing? Good to see you. Very good.
Yeah.
Hope I get your vote on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi there. How are you? Nice to see you. Enjoy your breakfast.
UNH political science professor Dante Scala says Gatsis's long stint in office can also pose challenges.
I think part of the burden of being the incumbent is that you get to take credit, but you also have to take blame. And I think he's got a lot of mileage on him as a mayor. So one concern there has to be going in is, you know, is there a point at which, you know, there's too much mileage?
This is starting to play out already, this campaign. Gatsis received criticism for a delay in notifying parents of a rape at West High. He's also getting flack for the mishandling of domestic violence cases at the city solicitor's office, and for the continued drug crisis in the city. Gatsis, though, says these attacks are merely political. He'd rather talk about things like the remodeling of the downtown, new businesses that have moved to the city, and focus on fiscal matters.
People are very nervous about change when it comes to their taxes. They know that I'm going to be the watchdog for their taxes. I have that veto pen, and people know that I'll use it.
The top two finishers in tomorrow's primary will be on the November ballot. With Gatsis and Craig all but assured to take these spots, it gives the two candidates another few months to make their pitch to voters. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.